This is all for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Stop looking at me. No, so I first want to just start off sharing my experience in Mexico. As you guys know, I went to Mexico for a little bit for Bible college. It was good. No, it's I just share a little bit about how it was there. So when I first got there, we pulled in, and I had quite a bit of luggage to take down. And some kid comes walking down. He was a Mexican kid. His name was Alejandro. We called him Ali Jandro. But he comes down. He's like, hey, can I help you put your stuff in your room? Like, everyone's over there. We're doing worship and stuff. But do you guys need any help or anything? He was like, well, sure. And so, you know, he helped me take everything upstairs. And so that was just a glimpse of right away, like, how it was going to be. It was like, man, like, that was super nice. Like, he came away from everybody without anyone knowing, you know, they were over there having fun and stuff. And he came because he saw that we were there and we needed help. And so I was like, okay. So that was kind of a little bit of an ease. And I was like, all right, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Kept telling myself that. And then, so my parents left. And they were staying there in Mexico for, I think, like another week or something. And so I'm there now. I'm there at the college, and I'm kind of starting to meet people, you know, doing things, and it's just orientation. And like 2 days later, I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to go home. I want to go home already. And they're like, no, stick it out. We just stick it out. It's barely even starting. So I was like, all right, just tell myself that this is going to be good and I can do this, you know. You know, I feel like my intentions of going there, I wasn't sure if they were right. I felt like, you know, everyone was saying, you know, go to New Zealand with Stephen. And I was just thinking, you know, my stubbornness, I was like, I don't want to be like Stephen. I want to be my own person. And so, you know, I was looking and, you know, Mexico, they wanted to learn Spanish. And I was like, I'm going to go to Mexico. You know, Stephen can enjoy himself in New Zealand. I'm going to go to Mexico. But then once I got there, I was like, why didn't I go to New Zealand? So I think my intentions going there were probably wrong, but you know, God has a plan for everything, and I knew God doesn't make mistakes, so I knew that God had a purpose for me to be there, and there was a reason for me to be there, and so just keeping that in my mind, I had to try it at least, you know. And so anyways, orientation is over, so now we're starting classes. We have a class each day of the week, with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, and then we have class Friday. And then we have it's called the CM199 or something like that, but it's like a class where you do work for the school. It's like some are in the kitchen, some were outside, some did cleaning in the dorms. And I was put in operations, which was kind of landscaping throughout the school. And the campus was like all dirt. Like, well, they said it was nicer in like a different season, you know, there's grass and stuff, but while I was there, there was all dirt. And so there was the first day of going to work, we go over to the shed with Martha, and she hands me a machete and a shovel. And I said, you know, it was me and this kid Luis. It's like, well, what are we doing? Like, she's like, well, there's this walkway that a bunch of weeds need to be cut. You need to clear it out. And so she's like, so use the machete to cut the weeds out, and then you guys just pile them over. I said, well, what's the shovel for? And she said, oh, that's for the rattlesnakes. And I said, oh my gosh, there's rattlesnakes out there? And she's like, yeah, just be really careful. Use the shovel to kill them. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what is going on? But, you know, the weird thing was me and Luis never saw a rattlesnake out there. Other people would bring them in. They would kill them and bring them in, but we never saw them. But anyways, I mean, that was cool. I really got close with my friend Luis. I'm working together and stuff. You know, we did that. We would take out the trash and take it to the dumpster all the way down the road. And what else? There's some. Oh yeah. And then we had some plumbing problems in the middle of the semester, and so we had to dig trenches and stuff. But it was just maintenance around the campus. And so we had, that was my CM199 and. I had Genesis. Dang, hang on, I wrote this in my notes. I can't remember my classes. So I had Genesis, Romans, Revelations. Oh, in this class, it was called Christian Integrity. And all my classes, except for two, were in Spanish. So they were all in Spanish with an English translator. And so that was really tough, you know, trying to pay attention to just the English translator because I wasn't good with Spanish yet. And so it was kind of confusing. And then the pastor being Hispanic and speaking Spanish, you know, it wasn't exactly the same coming from the translator as it was from the pastor. So it was a little difficult. But my two English classes were obviously my favorite because I understood what was going on and stuff. I think just to share, like, the people that were there, that was probably my favorite, was just meeting everyone there. Everyone was so nice and welcoming, like, right away. It's like they knew you, like they've known you for a really long time, and so it was really cool. There's this kid named Ricardo, and he was on fire for God. Like, it was honestly insane. Like, it was almost like seeing Jesus through him. And, you know, just everything that he would say, like, just talking to you, he was just, like, hyped up and excited about it. Like, he's like, bro, like, I woke up this morning, and I brushed my teeth, and I'm like, he's like, oh, that's it. Like, I brushed my teeth, and I'm like, oh, okay. But he's just, like, excited about everything, no matter what we're doing, you know, and just every day he'd come up to me, like, what's up, man? Like, just, like, it was cool just to see, and praying with him. Like, he'd put his hand on you and he'd pray for you, and it was like something going through your body. It was kind of insane, you know. And so the people there were amazing. Everyone was there. They were just so cool. But now that you guys know a little about that, I still kind of ask myself today why I didn't go to New Zealand. But like I said, I was stubborn, but you know, it all played out, and it was a reason for me going there, and it got part of God's plan. And so I experienced good times and bad times. I mean, I know some of you guys know, but we had to take 2-minute showers. You couldn't throw the toilet paper in the toilet. So it was in the waste basket next to you, and so the bathrooms always smelled really bad. A lot of, like, the dorms and stuff would get pretty dirty easy. The bathrooms would get dirty, so it was a little bit gross, you know, living. The food, I expected it to be a lot better, but the street tacos were amazing, so we would eat those as much as we can. But I did have a lot of peanut butter jelly sandwiches. So I was thinking, like, being there, I'm like, here I am taking a 2-minute shower, putting my toilet paper in this trash can next to me, and Steven's in New Zealand, taking as long as he wants, probably using Charmin Ultra Soft toilet paper. They're feeding grapes to him while he's on the toilet, you know. He's living like a king, right? And I'm like, man, like, what in the world? Like, why did I come here, you know? You know, I'm kind of making it seem like it was terrible, guys, but it wasn't too bad, but I feel like there was more bad times than there was good times. So, sorry. You know, it was rough. I know it was rough, but, you know, God knew exactly what he was doing with me there, and for sure, I was humbled being there, you know, experiencing their lifestyle, being there, you know, it kind of made me realize, like, man, I have so much at home. Like we take so much that we have for granted here, you know. We're spoiled here. Like, it's nothing compared to what these kids have in other countries, you know, more poor countries, and or even here in the States where there's more poverty and stuff. Like, we're spoiled here, and I think that we kind of just take for granted what we have, and we don't appreciate what we have very much, you know. And I felt like, for me, that was a huge thing. I'm being here, you know, I'm always wanting, you know, name brand stuff, and I always want the best of this, the best of that. And so it was kind of a realization of, like, wow, like, what do I have to complain about? I have nothing to complain about. Like, this is kind of crazy. Like, I've definitely humbled, you know, and I is just God showing me and convicting me in a lot of things, in a lot of areas like that, you know, showing me that, you know, all that we have, but really, you know, we deserve nothing, you know, we deserve nothing but death. You know, God died for us and to give us this, what we do have, you know, so we need to appreciate it more. And, you know, so I had, that was probably the first thing that I experienced and started to realize, like, okay, you know, this is God showing me, this is why he brought me here, you know, I'm kind of a spoiled brat right now. But I had this incident with one of my roommates. And, okay, so my two roommates, I don't know how, but I got stuck with the two old guys. And one was 30-something, and the other one was 50. And he was in good shape, though. Like, he was, like, actually, his background was crazy. Like, his testimony, you know, he was in a gang. Like, he was, like, this cholo guy, like, tattoos, you know. And, you know, so it was a little scary at first, but he was the nicest dude ever. But so he would mess around and stuff a lot, and it's one day I caught him on a bad day. You know, we'd mess around with each other a lot, and he, like, walked upstairs, and he said something to me, and I was like, I kind of just looked at him and ignored it, and then went back downstairs, and he came down, and he was sitting at this table. You know, so I thought we were playing around, and so I looked at him, and I was kind of just dogging him, you know, and then he was like, "You got something to say to me?" And I was like, "Are we playing around? Like, what's going on?" And then he comes up to me and just, boom, shoves me. And so my first instinct, and, you know, being, I don't know, my first instinct was like, okay, you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit you back. And so I shoved him back. And then, you know, Alejandro comes over and he's like, "Yo, chill out, chill out." And I was just like, whoa, like, what the heck? Like, what was that all about? And so we went like 3 days without talking to each other. And we're roommates, right? And so it was tough. Like, it was just really awkward, like, trying to, like, avoid him and stuff. And then, I forgot to tell you guys about, like, our discipleship groups. We had a discipleship leader, and so he was a head of our group, like, four kids, and then we kind of do Bible studies together and stuff. But anyway, so my discipleship leader, he kind of noticed that I was kind of acting off and stuff, and so he's like, "Hey, dude, you want to go take a walk, you know, talk and stuff?" And so I told him what happened, and he kind of just encouraged me and stuff. And, like, for me, I was like, my pride was in the way, you know. I was like, I don't want to forgive him. Like, he started it. Like, I did nothing wrong to him. And then Danny, my discipleship leader, he looks at me and he goes, "You really saying this right now?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What gives you the right to not forgive someone when God has forgiven you all your life for all the sins that you've done, and the ultimate sin, and he died for you, and then you're saying here that just because somebody shoved you, you don't want to forgive them?" And I was like, "Oh, man, you're right." And he was like, "You know what, just think about it." He's like, "Really think about it. Go ahead and pray about it." And, you know, me still with that pride inside of me, I was like, "No, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to talk to him. Like, I'm just going to leave it like that, go the rest of the semester without talking to my roommate." And I was like, "I can't do it." And so the very next morning, I go into my Bible study, and I was reading, and it was Acts 13:38. I don't know if you guys want to turn there with me. It says, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins." And so right away, it was about forgiveness. My devotion was about forgiveness. And I'm like, "Okay, God, like, all right, I see you, you're talking to me, you know." He gives me that verse, and then again, Psalms 134. It says, "But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared." And again, forgiveness. And so I was like, "Oh my gosh," like, it just seemed like everything that was happening for a reason. God was telling me, he was showing me everything that I was struggling with here back home, you know, struggling with in my personal life with the just my life with God and Christ and my relationship with God. It was like, like, here's what you're struggling with. Like, I want to test you on these things, and I want to show you, like, what you're doing wrong and what you need. And so that day I did, after reading my study, and God showed me those verses, I was like, okay, like, I need to be obedient, and I need to just get this over with, and I need to get it off my chest. And so here comes Victor up the stairs, and I said, Victor, can I talk to you? And he's like, yeah, man, like, I've been waiting for you to ask me. And so, you know, we talked about it, and he's like, yeah, it was just a bad day. You know, I have personal things going on, you know, with my family and stuff. And I was like, I understand. Look, I apologize to you if I wronged you in any way, you know, being disrespectful or whatever it was. And so we talked it out. And, like, right after that, it was like, man, like, I felt so happy. And, like, I felt like a feather. And I was like, I'm going to go play some foosball. Like, this is great. Like, it was awesome after getting that over with. And so I was like, man, thank you, Jesus. Like, that's all there is to it. Just, you showed me. I had to be obedient and let go of the things that I are trying to do on my own, you know, and instead of looking towards God and being obedient to Him. So it was kind of related to, like, another thing that Danny had shared with me, and it was about wanting to do things on our own rather than looking towards God. And he said, picture it this way. He said, this is how you're holding your hand out to God. You have your fist closed like this, and then God has to pry it open like this until He gets it all the way open, rather than us just saying, okay, God, here it is. Put your hand wide open, and how easy it is for Him to take it out of your hand. And I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. Like, it's crazy. Like, that is a problem that I have, is like, when something comes up, I my first thought is, what do I want to do? Or what do I want out of this? Rather than go to God and pray about it and say, God, what do you want? Like, what is your plan? What are you trying to tell me? And so that was something that God really showed me being there, and it's something I experienced was I a lot of times I did try to do things on my own, and it was really convicting, and you know, it was cool though to see the way God was working in me, That class that I took called Christian Integrity, it was about relationships, about Christian and pure relationships. I feel like this is a topic that kind of gets skipped over or just kind of briefly talked about because, I don't know, but, and it is a little awkward to talk about or whatever, but I think that we're all mature enough to talk about this topic, and it's something that needs to be heard, especially for this age group. You know, high school. And I'm talking like I'm way older than you guys, but I just graduated high school. But I feel like this needs to be heard, and this class was a huge conviction on me. Like the first day, like the whole time, it was just like every class was like, oh man, like that was me, like. And so that class caused a lot of conviction on me, and so I feel like I need to share that with you guys. You know, maybe you guys are struggling with the same thing. I want to share this is the very first page of the first chapter, and it's like, wow. So I'm going to read this to you guys. It says, it was finally here, Anna's wedding day, the day she had dreamed about and planned for months. The small picture, pictures church.